This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lindell Report. Let's see what we have here. What do we have? 3 days, Brandon? How many days do we have till we go to the summit?
Today's Tuesday. We got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 3 days.
Right. I'm going to look at the official countdown here. If you all getting the word out, you need to get the Frank Speech app. And I'm going to tell everybody, we are going to hook up to get everyone to log in to Frank Speech. So if you haven't already got your logins, go ahead and get them now, because you're going to be, there'll be a shield there anyways. So you just will get them now. We're going to put it up so people have to get their logins, so we don't get what happened. But at many events, Brandon, when the bots and trolls come out and attack.
So when what you're saying is there'll be a landing page, and then they'll have to register to get in?
Yeah, just to register to get in, just like you would any other platform. We've just turned it off for a while. We let people just come here automatically, but we're gonna be. I gotta check with my IT to see if how that's gonna work. But I think it's ready to go. So if you guys get here and says put in your information to set up your account, that's why we're doing it before this historical event. I'm just looking at the website here. Here it is. Three days, 14 hours, 55 minutes, and 40 seconds until kickoff at 9 a.m. this Saturday, one of the most historical events in history, everybody. We've got the lineup. We're working on that. Brandon, this is amazing. I see they even got you speaking here. Whoa.
I think we're going to do a cooking show.
Yeah, something like that. Since Brandon's in the house. Black Box Talk. I guess you've studied, you've read the Black Box books. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? What are you going to talk about, Brandon? What is the Black Box Talk?
Well, it's written by a lady named Bev Harris, and she's been studying voter fraud for some time. Her book came out in 2003.
What's the name of her book? It's called The Black Box?
Yeah, it's called Black Box Voting. Black Box Voting. Right. And it came out in 2003, so she'd been working on it, obviously, long before that. And she says that even the White House ordered it in 2004, which was interesting because she talked about the George W. Bush administration, a bunch of his wealthy friends in Texas, and seems to show that maybe they had a little something to do with helping get him elected, and that there was some voter fraud maybe used there to help push him over with his first presidential election. There's awful lot of money being raised by guys that were tied back to voting machine companies, she talks about. She even says that it's reported that her book was found on the shelf of Osama bin Laden when he was killed. So you have to wonder what the Islamists and the enemies outside of America have been studying related to our voting machines.
Well, I read somewhere on her, they were revealing I believe it was Salon. Somebody was showing me that Salon said that, what's her name, Deb?
Bev Harris,
that she was, that everything she put, they fact-checked it, and it was all true.
Yeah,
it was pretty amazing. This was but of course this was a left wing group validating. She probably was a Democrat because that was written when all the Democrats did not want the machines and the Republicans wouldn't listen. Now you have the Democrats saying that they're just not saying nothing over here about the machines. And then you got the Republicans trying to cover up the biggest crime in history with the machines. So you got to wonder, where did all these rhinos come from and all this uniparty? The machines, you think, have been going on for a long time, everybody? When computers came in, I've got some videos from Lou Dobbs. We were going to play them, but I think I'm going to wait. I'm going to play them at the event in 2005, Brandon. You know, these are old video. When Lou is on fire saying we can't have these machines, and he's specifically calling out names we're familiar with, Smartmatic. You know, you hear back then. We heard the other day that ESNS goes all the way back to the late 90s.
Nineteen eighty four is the company BRC. And they ended up buying up all kinds of voting machine companies, companies that are involved in the voting machine business from 1984 till about 1997. And then, boom, you have ESNS comes out of that.
ESNS came out. Yeah, that's what Brent said last night. The ESNS, now, everybody needs to realize that they are the biggest machine company that we have, the biggest voting machine out of Omaha, Nebraska.
Yep.
And I believe, everybody, that you know, all these machine companies are interchangeable. They've all got the same. It doesn't matter. We know, which we're going to show this weekend in one of our segments, it doesn't matter what machine it is or what computer. They're all the same as far as what the manipulation of elections. And ESNS, they got in trouble, I believe. I don't know what year it was. I want to say 2010 for antitrust laws. Do you have that year, Brandon?
I will double check that. I do.
I think you can probably even Google that or DuckDuck it or whatever. I like to give DuckDuck a little more credit than Google, you know, crooked Google.
Diebold sold its software to ESNS in September of 2009.
Okay, when they sold that to ESNS got in trouble, I believe. You might want to fact check me, Alan Duke, you traitor. But I believe that they got in trouble for breaking antitrust laws, that they were becoming a monopoly. So they had to sell part of ESNS to, everybody wait on it, Dominion. Dun, 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 dun. You know? So all these machine companies, regardless of the names, they have to go, or we have to save our country. Brandon, I am so excited. Did you find it?
I'm still searching.
I'm so excited. More and more every day, pieces to this event have came in, and I was talking to a horrible news outlet today. I don't have the guy's name, but they're the they get ready for this, Brandon.
Yep.
They fact checked news outlets, and they called me because they're fact-checking you.
They're fact-checking me?
Yeah, they're fact-checking you. They're actually Frank's speech as a whole. Frank's speech as a whole, and they're bringing up all of these shows that we're posting. I should get the guy's name. I wrote it down. I was going to slam him on the show tonight, but we'll do it after his article comes out. I had him on the phone for about a half hour, and he kept, you know, going, hey, well, you put this article up and said Donald Trump got 83 million votes. Why would you post that? I go, because he did. And the guy goes, well, those are conspiracy theories. You know, I mean, this guy is like, it's like old news. Like he's, you know, regurgitating the same stuff. You know, Bill Barr said there wasn't any crime in the election. And he brings up all the old favorites, right?
Right.
Goes, you know, judges looked at all the evidence. I go, no, judges didn't look at all the evidence. So this guy was kind of like spot on to where we to where he was spot on to the, all the things that we're going to do in the opening hours of this event is go back in time and say, no, this is what really happened. 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 And kind of like it's going to be 2.5 hours, everybody, of how we got here. And why don't we go through the
okay, here
clip.
We go. Here's your thing. ESNS acquired Premier Election Solutions. That doesn't matter if they see it. I'll just read it. ESNS acquired Premier Election Solutions, formerly known as Diebold Election Systems, on September 3rd, 2009. Following the acquisition, the Department of Justice and 14 individual states launched investigations into the transaction on antitrust grounds. In March 2010, the Department of Justice filed a civil antitrust lawsuit against ESNS, requiring it to divest voting equipment systems assets it purchased in September 2009 from Premier Election Solutions in order to restore competition. The company later sold the assets to Dominion voting systems.
That's exactly right. That's see my. I wonder if that fact checker is watching right now. Hmm. I'm gonna get his name. I'm gonna see if I got this name. This guy. He was new to calling me. I don't know who gave my number, but just another horrible, horrible journalist. I had him on the phone, and his name. I do have his name here. His name is Samuel Howard. And now I'm going to have to find out the name of the it's a watchdog group that makes sure that news outlets are he fact checks news outlets, Brandon. So he was bringing up all different things that I said, and I'm going, you know what, pal? I said, why don't you watch this weekend the Moment of Truth Summit? I'm sure your boss is attacking us right now to try and get out in front of it. So I hope you write your rotten article and give us a lot of publicity right before the big event. You know, no one else has called me. Cheryl doesn't call. You know, I might have to call up Zach. I blocked him, but maybe I should call up Zach. At least he, you know, I know he wanted to go. Wanted something. No, Zach, you can't go. You're still banned from any events for trying to sabotage us. Anyway, let's go through everybody. I've got a little bit. I can tell you a little bit more now of each segment. Brandon, you want to show it on the screen?
Oh, you want me to show it?
All right. Now let's go through the. Everybody can go to themomentoftruthsummit.com, or you can just go right to Frank Speech. Everybody, get the app, Frank Social and Frank Speech. Get on there. Get her done.
All right. And Logan, I am turning NDI back on. So I don't know if that helps you find me. All right.
So there's the Moment of Truth Summit there, everybody. Now everybody, you need to share this stuff everywhere. You guys, all of you, go there, hit that yellow button there and copy this and share this page everywhere on social media. Look at down below here. I made videos today. Brandon, we asked Logan, did he get those videos done?
Did we sent them to Todd and whoever else they were supposed to, he said.
Okay, all right, perfect, everybody. By tonight, when I get off this show, I'll be calling. As you go down, you see it says how we got here, Brandon.
Yes.
That will have a video behind it, and I want all of you watching, you share that out everywhere. That's one show within a show, everybody. That's from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Central Time. How we got here. You see just a few of the people that will be up during those 2.5 hours. You have Attorney Jenna Ellis. You have Dr. Doug Frank. You have Justice Michael Gableman. You have rocket scientist Patrick Kobach. He really is a rocket scientist. I didn't know that. And then you have... Did you know that,
yes,
Brandon?
Yes, I did. He worked on the International Space Station.
That is unreal. Yes, and then you have the great attorney, Kurt Olson, there. But there'll be many more. This 2.5 hours will be how we got here through my eyes and all these things that all of you have wondered. You know, we all hear about, oh, and by the way, I'll tell you in a second on that. It'll be a timeline, and you'll see, remember when Jenna Ellis, all those hearings her and Rudy had, remember that, Brandon? All four
yes,
of them.
Yes.
Well, Jenna's going to tell us, how did she feel? She's an attorney. She'd been for years, and she's got all this evidence, and the only ones that come up to watch are OAN and RSBN. You know, I want to hear from her eyes going, where was Fox? Where was Newsmax? Where was Salem Media? Where were all these places, Brandon? We know where Frank Speech was. We weren't here yet, everybody, or we'd have been there. and then the next segment on there, if you go to the next segment is the State of the States Address, everybody. The State of the States Address. And now this is a do not miss. Don't miss any part of this summit. This changes our world forever. This goes from 11:30 to, I believe, it's 7 o'clock at night, or there 6:37. These are every single state, everybody, in alphabetical order, and what they're going to do, they're going to tell you their current footprints. You guys, it's going to be shocking. I don't care if you live in Connecticut or Oregon or Florida or Hawaii, everybody's going to be represented, and they're going, these citizens are going through, or representatives are going through every, we're going to go through every single state. Each one gets their own time to speak. It's going to be epic. It's going to be awesome. Then we have the movie selection code, everybody. Free to the world, the world premiere. You all need to watch this. It's free. Okay. Then the next day, we're all going to get up at 9 a.m. Go down a little lower. There we go. This is a message of hope. I've listened to Pastor. I went over with Pastor Hank Kuhneman. This, he is so awesome. Anyone, I'll tell you, if you have a church out there and you want to get our feed, put this right into your church. I mean, these two. Then you have Lance Wallnau right after him. I'm going to say a few words in between. And this is a do not miss. If you're a church out there and you want to live stream this right from here, you certainly can. Because it's going to be one of the best messages ever of hope for our country and for salvation. And it's going to be amazing. Now, then right after that, Brandon, you ready for this? This
yes.
is the trial of the machines. Everybody, now remember, everybody, the day before, I forgot to say this, on the 50 states, Brandon is going to be the host. He's going to be keeping things moving with those 50 states, and he's going to be getting on them with hard questions, right, Brandon?
I sure am.
Right. That's
we got
right.
a lot of PowerPoint to go with it as well. A
lot of PowerPoints, you guys. It will be amazing. PowerPoint after PowerPoint, visuals after visuals, stuff you can't hide, stuff you can't deny. Now, the next day at the trial of the machines, this is what I have in front of me. And we have one, two, three. Brandon speaks almost right away about the black box, his black box talk. And Brandon, it looks like they're giving you about 30 minutes here. So get ready.
Okay.
And anyway, we have, I'm going to tell you, everybody, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 different speakers and segments of this 8 hours. Guys, this is going to shock the world. Shock the world. Okay. And by the way, I want to go back and tell you something all about those 50 states. We are at Frank's Beach here, and I also heard RSBN's going to be doing it, and it sounds like maybe we hope that Steve Bannon, that their crew will be able to do it. But they're going to clip them clips. So let's say it's we're going to clip each state clip. So let's say it's Alabama. Within real time, we're going to take that clip and turn it into a standalone video so that you can share that all over your state, everybody. This is it. Information out there immediately for the whole world to see. So, Brandon, I know we got to get our crew. They're going to be pumping out video clips, I'll tell you that.
Yes, they are.
Now, if we go, once we get through the last piece here, everybody, once we get through the trial of the machines, we have the call to action, and that's going to be from 7 to 9 o'clock p.m. Do not miss that, because this is going to be, this is when I went over this afternoon. It took 6 hours, and I had a lot of people on the phone, and we have come up with a plan that is going to, it's going to save our country, and it's going to save our country. We will get rid of the machines. We'll get our country back through. It doesn't matter. Remember, everybody, this doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. You could call, they're one and the same the way it is right now. It sure seems like out there, doesn't it, Brandon?
Yes, it does.
This uniparty, everybody. We're going to expose this uniparty. Remember, all the peoples, what Donald Trump has done, he's exposed that uniparty. He's exposed the rhinos, exposed all these things going on, and exposed by the 2020 election will go down. I've said it before, the most important election in history. And I'm going to draw the example one more time for any of you that don't understand what I mean by that. at MyPillow, and I just did a commercial today, by the way, Brandon, for the 1988 MyPillow, which you can use promo code L77. But I did this, and I was telling everybody on the commercial, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows now.
Wow.
And that wasn't always like that. When we, you know, there, for years, I did home shows and fairs. I was turned down everywhere at all the box stores. They turned me down just like kind of like now. And that's went full circle. You know, I don't need y'all at you box stores. That ship sailed, how you treated MyPillow and what you did. The last one being Walmart. Shame on you, Walmart, what you did to my employees and tried to do to all of them. But none of them got laid off, Brandon, because of everybody out there supporting us, supporting MyPillow. And so anyway, I'm doing it with MyPillow. Back in 2004, when I invented it, they had, you know, turned me down everywhere. And I end up doing home shows and fairs throughout the Midwest. And then eventually through all the states and even in Canada, going town to town with my pillows and selling them. And I finally said, you know, decided I actually got into radio about the same time as the first infomercial. When we did the first infomercial, everybody, October 7, 2011. And I was told then by the producers, this is the worst guy I've ever seen on camera. I mean, that's what he told me, Brandon. It was devastating. No, he didn't. He didn't tell me at the time, right? He told me later. And anyway, we did this commercial, and we went from 10 employees to 540 days, this infomercial. We're the number one infomercial in the world by December 26 of 2011. Over the next 6 months, we took in $100 and some million. And I'm going, I told my friend, I said, did you know the ATMs don't go to the seventh digit? Back then they didn't. He goes, no, Mike, I don't know that. It was like surreal. But I wake up in May, it hit me in May. I'm going, I'm looking at the books and everything, and we're $6 million in debt. And I'm devastated. I'm going, God, what did I do wrong? Well, over the next 3 years, all the way to the fall of 14, all the things that happened in 2012, I had to learn from betrayal and people that took advantage of me and companies that had made promises and broke their promises, or companies that you thought were giving you this, and it turns out that was a big lie. Just all these terrible things, and some of the stuff not knowing, because I hadn't done my due diligence on a few of these things. Well, I'll tell you what, I pulled them back. I pulled everything in house, and I learned so much from 2012 that we were able, by the grace of God, to recover and get to where we are now. 70 some million MyPillow sold, over 2,000 employees, a platform for such a time as this. Now, I'm telling you, now here comes the comparison. If 2012, the spring of 2012 had not happened at MyPillow, I would not be here. We wouldn't be having this conversation. MyPillow would have been, dirt, goodbye, over. I'd still be running around, maybe selling pillows at little shopping malls and fairs and stuff, but there's no way I could have recovered or learned, gotten this big, because I learned so much from 2012 and corrected each thing and fixed things and things that were exposed. I'm not doing that again, I'm going to get rid of that. Okay, that's our 2020 election. When I say how we got here, everybody, and we do that first segment, you don't want to miss Saturday morning at 9 a.m. All of those things that happened were on God's timing. Everything that happened, all those things had to happen just the way they did, because every day, even me, Brandon, in the last 3 days, I found out more in the last 3 days than I have probably in the last couple months. I found out a lot of stuff in June. But now, just in the last 3 days, because as people heard about the event, they're coming forward to me, coming forward. They know. These people know. This is the last chance. This is it. We get one shot at this, everybody. We get one shot. We are the apex in history. Everything of the last year and a half, even going back further, we've talked to people that go all the way back to, you know, the 2000s. I talked to Lou Dobbs the other day. He was fighting this back in 2005, Brandon.
Yep.
But all that work, all the stolen elections, all that stuff with these machines, and all the miles put on and campaigns and everything that just got cheated in these primaries, none of that's going to be in vain, because it's going to lead to one thing. After this weekend, everyone in this country and world is going to say, we cannot have electronic voting machines in any way, shape, or form. They have to go. The machines have to go. And after this weekend, as long as you watch anybody out there, anybody you see after this weekend, and they say, oh, I've heard that, you know, whatever, conspiracy theory, Mike Lindell, Brandon House, he's been fact-checked, you know, whatever. You know what you say to them? You didn't watch it, did you? And they're going to say no. Because anybody that watches is all in to get rid of those machines. I don't care if you're a Democrat, independent, liberal, conservative, Republican. I don't care who you are. If you can walk and you can breathe, you know that's the end of everything if we keep them voting machines. Period. There is no tomorrow. There is no, oh, red wave, blue wave, blue, blah, blah. Take your waves and they're gone.
Yep.
It's one big wave. It's a uniparty. We call it a blue-red wave that goes back and forth with the tide. They've been doing this for a long time, and they're caught, everybody. What they came in a big way in 2020, they were just exposed, Brandon. They were exposed. These machines go back. Do you think these machine companies just turned corrupt overnight and decided, okay, we're just going to do this the 2020? That's where I was a little naive. I thought, wow. They just all decided, we know China was in on this, where China came in, but yeah, the CCP, them, the Uniparty, but when you have the Uniparty and you have the globalists and the New World Order and George Soros and that Lloyd, what's his name, Lord Malcolm Brown? Did I
Lord
get it right?
Lord Malik Brown?
Lord Malik Brown, people like this, they just, it's a united evil, everybody, against the people, all of us. All of us. I don't care what party you're in. I don't care. And this is what we're going to show this weekend. And this is people that are watching going, well, is this a big Republican or Trump rally? No, this is an event to save our country and get rid of the machines. There's another thing, everybody. These machines, where we're going right now with artificial intelligence and computers, and you can hack into them, and they get hacked, and robots, or Brandon, that can do anything, robots that can take the place of humans, and we've all seen the movies where the robots turn on you, like Terminator.
Yeah. There's
been many, many movies. The robots don't turn on you. Who turns on you? The programmers, the people running this stuff. Well, when you get to run the stuff, and the way you got selected to be in power was a machine, you think you're going to get rid of the machines when you're running the people by the machines. Ask people in Australia if they like drones coming down and telling them to go back in the house. And everyone over here is saying, I would never let that happen. Really? I'll tell you what, they put fear into everybody out there, didn't they, after January 6th? They put the fear on January 7th when they tried to shut our world off forever and silence our voices. What do you think this big January 6th charade? It's all to put fear into people. People out there that are stuck up for our country, that are getting arrested. Lawyers that are getting disbarred, trying to disbar them. You got the Attorney General of Texas, because he stuck up, they took away his ability to prosecute election crime. One of the greatest attorney generals ever. But they took it, citizens that were out there being poll watchers and doing their duty. They get, and what do they get? They get threatening letters by Dominion. These are people, mothers, fathers, sisters, daughters, brothers, people. They're getting attacked by these machine companies and suppressed, and by news outlets, by horrible journalists that are there, that are working for these guys. And platforms like Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook and Dorky's Twitter, Jack Dorsey's Twitter. It's disgusting. You got all these big conglomerates like Apple, and you got Amazon, and you got Google, and these companies sit there and attack. Let's just take Amazon. Amazon that attacks our entrepreneurs, and I've called them out on it. So you know what they do, everybody? Amazon at Frank's speech. What's the one platform we can't get here? We're up on Apple. We're up on everything. Fire Stick, owned by Amazon, everybody. Just think, if I would have built my Frank's speech and Lindell TV, if I wouldn't have built it with my own servers and spent those millions of dollars, guess what? Amazon, instead of just not shutting off Fire Stick, Brandon, you know what they would have done? They would have turned off our servers.
Absolutely.
Just like Waterfowl.
Absolutely.
And our stream would have went, goodbye.
Yep.
You know? By the way, we got to do a little Fox bashing here. One of the things we did, everybody, by building Frank's speech and Lindell TV, that's why this weekend is we get one shot at this. All of you out there have to tell everybody you know. Tomorrow, all of you, this we're going to find out tomorrow, because I'm sending out all these videos are about a minute long, 30 seconds to a minute, to tell everybody about this event. And I'm sending it to every single podcaster I know, all the Salem hosts. I'm sending it to Salem Media. I'm even going to send it to Fox and Newsmax. We'll see what they say. We know what they're going to do. That'll be fine. Let's see wait a minute here. I just texted Sean Hannity to see if he's going to show it. Brandon or Logan, did Sean, what are they showing over there at Fox? I guess Sean's going to give us a reply whether he'll put me on his show to talk about this event. Same answer every time from Fox. Disgusting. They're hurting our country. But you know what? In spite of them trying to stop our voices, everybody, I'm telling you, if you all tell the world about this event, this will end it. This will be huge. It's going to be huge. The machines will go. Anybody that watches will say the machines have to go. They have to go. There is no other answer. No, this blockchain and this chain. Put a chain on it. I don't care. It doesn't work. Paper ballots. Wait, here we got one. What a concept. A paper ballot. Everybody see. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Oh, gee, it's going to take too long to count. Do I care that France did it in 2 hours? They counted 70 million. If it takes us 4 hours or 5 hours or even a day or two? This is for your country, everybody. Everything is for this country. Everything that's going on right now that happened is because of the ramifications, the things that manifest from elections where the people did not select people. Now think about this. I'm not saying that Brandon, I'm saying nobody selected the candidates. They were already selected by the elite, call them whatever they are. You know, so even if you're a Democrat, just because you won thinks that you were selected, your person was selected at that time. Why don't you talk to people down in Georgia, like Jody Heiss and the people of Georgia? There isn't one person. I had a guy, we went around and did a poll this one guy told me about. He's going to be there speaking at the summit. But he said they did a straw poll kind of in the streets and whatever. They couldn't find one person that voted for Brad Raffensperger. Not one. You know, and they went right into the inner cities and said, please, somebody give us one answer of Brad. You know, not one. Of course, they did, you know, they did do real polls. They said he was polling at 36, 37%, but he got 51%. Now, it makes you wonder, maybe that's why they didn't cheat on the polls with Brad and say he was polling at 51, because maybe he was really polling at 5%, Brandon.
Right.
You know, and that's why another thing, too, we're gonna really talk about the polling companies out there at this summit, too, because there are a few good ones out there. And we're gonna put it out there for all of you. We've researched and investigated where are the polling companies that we believe are honest. You know, you follow me, because this is very important. You know, where you have honest polling, where you can just block the rest out because they're using them to brainwash you for propaganda. Texas could turn blue. Well, what you already have with these. We're finding out with these rhino Republicans. Everyone says, those coward Republican Party, those cowards, did you ever think they might be blue in disguise? And that the other blue, that the Democrats might be like a a blue tube, like it's a, call it a purple party, the Uniparty. That's what it's, you know, this is stuff that's been going on. Not all of them, Brandon. We're not saying that. Not all of them. But the ones that are leading are the ones that are making the decisions. And what's slowing the destruction is what, everybody? The judges. I'm telling you, this whole event, we're gonna be reaching out. If you are a family, judges have family members, friends, grandchildren, children, neighbors, we're going to be showing all of them so they can have confidence that, yes, we have to get rid of the machines. And then when these cases come before the judges to remove these machines, they look at the case. They don't kick it out for standing, you know, and they, we're going to talk a lot about that at the event too. We're going to cover everything, you guys. Cheryl, now I'm speaking out to you. I know you're watching your favorite show here, Cheryl from the Business Insider. Cheryl, you and all your journalists now, you could at least do a hit job and say, Mike, you know, say something about me. Can talk about this event this weekend. I know your boss told you not to do it, but Cheryl, I've said it before. Go ahead and do it. Get fired. You got a job right here at Frank's Beach. You can, right, Brandon?
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah, come on over.
All those journalists, come on over here. You know, because a lot of them are just brainwashed, or they have to write this for their bosses. A lot of them are like that. The, you know, Philip Bum today did a hit job. Maybe you can pull that article up.
Philip Bum. By the way, don't forget, I have this one here on, is the FBI covering for Chinese attacks on our electoral system?
Well, then let's put that up, and then we'll put up the hit job Philip Bump did. Okay, you guys, this came out of, here's two articles on the same thing. This came out with True to Vote, okay? They uncovered an attack on China on our electoral system, okay? Remember what I had at the Cyber Symposium last year, and I was telling you, China, 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 CCP, China, China. Well, look at this. True to Vote, I've only met Catherine one time and talked to her on the phone only once. And so I don't know everything they did, everything Greg and Catherine did. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't know anything about them. They came out with 2,000 meals. Brandon, put that back up there, please. These guys, over the weekend in Arizona, they had an event sponsored by True to Vote. Now, what they found was that there was evidence suggesting a U.S.-based company might be working with the Chinese Communist Party and providing access to sensitive election-related data. Now, let me tell you something. The stuff they showed there showed the people that were there afterwards, Brandon. This was afterwards. You know, they did two parts of this, and I guess they turned off the cameras and they showed this because they were breaking this story. Now, once upon a time, I would have found those allocations.
Look at this one here, though, before you get to there. More importantly, perhaps Engelbrecht and Phillips reported that the FBI was now pressuring True to Vote to back off their investigation and suggesting that organization might end up being targeted for having acquired this information on potential national security threat.
Yeah, see, this is what they do. Well, let me tell you what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare them. That they didn't for putting this out there for the public to see. You wait till this weekend, everybody. I'm going to show you stuff that they, you know, right here on Frank's Beach, we've had an image up there of the Mesa County that's out there publicly for months. You know, I'm going to put out so much stuff this weekend, Brandon, and you know what? Let them come and tell me I can't put it out there. The public needs to see the truth. I'm sick of it. Now, here's another article on the same thing, everybody. Remember, the FBI just told them not to put this out about China. Now, put up Philip Bum. It just came out today.
Okay, I got to find Philip Bum. Let me find that.
Philip Bum, I believe it's Washington Post. Put Philip Bum, True to Vote, Mike Lindell. I think it's B-U-M-P or B-U-M-B.
And it's today, August 16th?
I believe it was today.
Okay.
I should have had it ready.
Was it? Well, he's got one today. He's got one today about the universe of alleged Trump world criminality continues to expand. Is he talking about it in there?
Yeah, maybe it is. Let me see. Pull it up.
Is he mentioning you by name or what?
Oh, yeah, he mentions me by name.
Let me do Control F, see if I can find it. Nope, you're not in there.
Okay. Is it the right guy, Philip Bump?
Yeah, he's Washington Post, Philip Bump, B-U-M-P.
Yes, yes, 100%. He did a hit job on True to Vote and Mike Lindell, he brought up the Cyber Symposium last year. Remember, this horrible journalist, Philip Bump, he also did the Washington Post article, and when I spoofed the Daily Beast, he did a whole article, if you drop my pillows out of an airplane or out of a helicopter, will it hurt people?
He's the one that did that?
He's the one that did that, Philip Bump. Yeah, he wasted two pages, front page of the Washington Post, on a spoof. You know, Philip, you're disgusting. Just a disgusting journalist. He's been around a long time, too. He won't call me, though, because he's a coward. He will not call me, Brandon. He didn't call me for comment. So none of these rotten journalists can call. The ones that are terrible, they won't call me. They can't put in the article.
Oh, I think I just found it. Here it is.
I tried to get a hold of Mike Lindell, but he didn't answer. Not true. Right, Cheryl? I answer every single person. Here it is, everybody.
Yeah.
Another high-profile voter fraud summit goes bust. So they're trying to, what they found, the China connection, which the FBI told them not to talk anymore. Now let's go down and see. This was just yesterday.
You appear in the first sentence.
Now, just over a year ago, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell convened
supporters and data experts in South Dakota for a multi-day summit at which he pledged to show his evidence that foreign actors had interfered in the 2020 election. As presented,
it goes on down. It says there wasn't his analysis. Obviously, he hired guys who said they uncovered a pattern that could be replicated. But Lindell was in a corner. He kept stringing people along for months, promising a big reveal. Whether he didn't have it anything or not, someone did. That's how the con works. What am I doing, Philip? Conning who? You know what, Philip? If you don't do an article after this weekend, an apology to your country, I will never stop. Every day, Brandon, we're going to bash him along with Alan Duke as a traitor, the biggest traitor this country's ever seen. Let's just see. They go down the article, and who do they keep?
They go after the Pit, a symposium held in Arizona over the weekend by 2022's In Vogue election conspiracy theorists, the leaders of the group True the Vote. Same evaluation of hype. Our evolution? What is it?
Elevation.
What's the word, Logan? Elevation. Thank you.
Same elevation of hype.
Same collapse of what was promised.
And they say wash instead of wash. Same collapse as what was promised. Now you guys got to realize you just seen the other article where the FBI told them, hey, you better quit telling about China, this China connection. You better stop this True to Vote. You better stop. So obviously they had something, Brandon. But here this Philip Bum, this bum, says if you're all familiar with True to Vote, this won't surprise you. So they're trying to discredit True to Vote and say they didn't have anything. Well, you know what, Philip Bum? Why don't you go look at the other article where the FBI tells them to stand down because they don't want you to know that China was interfering with our election or spying on it is what the True to Vote people said, or that they're alleging here, I guess. He tells a story, blah blah blah, and posts it. I mean, my 2020 reputation wasn't terrific. Oh, True to Vote. Oh, really, Philip Bum? You heard about the True to Vote's reputation then? Wow, Brandon, these guys must be real good, huh?
Well, if there's nothing here, why are they supposedly being pressured by the FBI not to put anything else out?
Then the group got lucky, convincing filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza. Wow. In reality, the film shows no such thing. It shows no example of anyone casting ballots at more than one drop box, as is alleged. You know what? Philip Bum, you're disgusting. Why don't you join the likes of Bill Barr? And you guys, they should be put in prison, Brandon. I'm just telling you. I am telling you, you know, any other time in history, if there was anything here, why are they going after it? Well, I'll tell you what. Do you know the sheriffs are going? What about the whistleblowers that came forward and said they got $10 a ballot? How about that, Phil'em bum? Like Lindell before them, promised to release all the data they're purporting. In May, they said they would soon pull the ripcord. Isn't that something? This is what we're up against, everybody. This is what we're up against. The media, just disgusting. They didn't find cause, huh? You see, that this is what they do. Oh, look at this. The event was carried on Right Side Broadcasting, a streaming channel focused on right-wing content, but it was hardly something taking place at the fringe. Isn't this something? Where's journalism gone, Brandon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, they go after One American News, too.
Right.
Mark Fincham, Kerry Lake. Lake was also the event's first speaker. Well, after the man who offered the invocation, he expressed his hope that the communist spirit that's trying to destroy our nation would hang on the own gallows that they built. I mean, they're going to mock the fact that we actually are dealing with a communist worldview war here? I mean, that's if he really wants to doubt. I mean, I like to have him on just to ask him a few questions and see if he understands what communism even is.
What, you're talking about Phillip Bum, or what, yeah. Is it Bump or Bum?
Yeah.
What
bump.
Is his?
Bump, B-U-M-P, Bump.
Oh, B-U-M-P, Bump the road. Yeah, he's got a bump, all right. Well, Phillip, I'm telling you, Mr. Phillip Bump, you've already, you know, you wasted all the print in the Washington Post. If you guys all want a good laugh, why don't you look up Mike Lindell. Brandon, pull that up. Put Phillip Bump or Mike Lindell, Washington Post, parachutes. Parachutes. And you can all see this. While Phillip Bump wasted two pages in the Washington Post talking about pillows, this was a big distraction, everybody, because they didn't want you talking about the truckers up there and trying to save Canada.
That's not it. Let's see here.
Put Mike Lindell, parachutes, Washington Post, or pillow. It's pretty funny. Maybe they pulled it down. They were so embarrassed about Phillip Bum. I mean,
it's not. I'm gonna find it, but it's not readily pulling up. Here we go. How dangerous would Mike Lindell's pillow bombardment be?
Look at this, everybody. This is Phillip Bum. This great article. There he is again, Phillip Bum. How dangerous would Mike Lindell's pillow bombardment be? Let's see what picture he used of me there. Okay, way to go, Phillip. Okay. But here, let me just show you how much he used here. If you continue reading, hit that, Brandon. This is a big article. It just keeps going and going and going.
He did all the math.
He figured out the math if the pillow would hurt you if I dropped it out of a helicopter. Because remember, I was trying to get pillows up to the truckers, and I spoofed the Daily Beast and said I was going to, poor Zachary, I told him I was going to drop him out of a helicopter with little parachutes on him. Even Jimmy Kimmel picked it up. And where, by the way, I wonder where Jimmy is lately. There you go, you guys. Keep going. I just want to show you how long this is. You know, what it is, that's it. But it's kind of like the Dell WRKRP. I did not know turkeys couldn't fly. I mean... but anyway, so in the last few minutes here, everyone, I want to say, I was just looking at, we're trending on, someone just sent me a thing that we are trending right now. They're texting me here. We're trending on Getter right now. So trending on Getter. No, that's good, though, that we're trending
that's
on
good.
Getter.
Yeah.
For this event, for the event. The event... So they put the word out about our event, the Moment of Truth Summit, and it's trending on Getter. It's in the, I believe it's number 3 right now. So We needed this to trend number one everywhere. If any of you out there still have a Twitter account and you want to lose it, please share this now. Please share it everywhere. You don't need Twitter. We have Frank Social, True Social, Getter, Gab. We got it all. This is the time, everybody. You need to lose your Twitter accounts. Share the news. Share the news. Is it not news that we're going to have an event? Cheryl, is it not news? You should write an article right now, Cheryl, and say, Mike Lindell, to hold the biggest, what he says is the most important event ever. It's going to be historical and save our country. Why wouldn't the media, Brandon, put that out there and make a mockery about me? If I'm wrong, why would they not do that? Yes. I'm putting it all out here, everybody. As long as you watch this, there isn't one person in this country that watches that that will not be, let's say this is, I want machines, I don't want machines. Everybody's going to be over here. Every single person will be right here. Not that I don't want them. We can't have them or it's over. It's over. Completely over. So, but everybody, and everybody, if you want, I know I've got a lot of requests too. Share, and you can support us. You know, you can go to the legaloffensefund.com. Why don't you put that up? Because I was just going to have people keep buying product. By the way, we have the coffee at my store. Use that promo code L77. The coffee's been huge. Pull it up, Rand. I'm going to show everybody. I keep getting texts. There's the legal, LindellLegalFund.org, everybody. Go there if you want. You know, everyone, every dime that goes there is going to help save our country. Every single dime. There's everything that's spent there goes right in to help save this country. I've spent 30-some million dollars, and it doesn't matter how much I told the media before, I'll borrow every dime I can, everything I can. But it's all coming to a head this weekend at the momentoftruthsummit.org. I mean, momentoftruthsummit.com. And here's where you can help out. Help save our country. Read this. Go there. It's on Frank's speech, too, but LindellLegalFund.org. And thanks, Brandon. We really do need help. There's what you're going to find out when you watch the summit. All 50 states are going to be up there, and all of them, all of them are going to have their little project. Maybe it's a preliminary injunction, Brandon. Well, that takes money. They need a lawyer in state and money. So everything, you know, up to now, you know, most of it's been 99.9% probably has been my money or 99%. But we need help. We need help because everybody out there will need help. We all have to help save our country. But
by the way, how are the my coffee sales?
My coffee sales, you guys are off the charts. Now remember when you I got my bags over there. Do you got a bag? I want to show people. You have a bag of coffee with you?
Oh yeah. I didn't know you were talking about
the my coffee. This is and we'll do that in the last 3 minutes. You guys, I have a platform for entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs in our country, they get their products copied on Amazon, crooked Google, evil Facebook, all these platforms. They get up there, their patents get copied, or their products get copied. China comes over, there it is on the Walmart shelves. Oh, did I say that, Walmart, who dropped us for their old China pillows? Enjoy that, Walmart. But anyway, these entrepreneurs, I've been there. So I created the platform, mystore.com. For thousands of entrepreneurs, either U.S. entrepreneurs and or USA products. Now you go there and you guys use the promo code L77. You can use that. Go up a little higher, Brand. Let's show the coffee. There's the coffee, everybody. You got the Frank Speech cups there. Okay, scroll down. I want to show you. Let's do this tonight. You got all these beautiful products here. Go down a little further. There's that movie, the book by Pat Colbeck. He's going to be at the summit. The 2020 coupe. And keep going down. There's Brandon. There's your product. You had, right, Brandon?
Yeah,
you're
that's
behind.
Our supplement energy drink with the red wine extract.
What's about that energy drink there then?
That is red wine extract, bilberry extract, pine bark extract, bilberry extract. I mean, grapeseed extract. I mean, people don't have to take my word for it. Just go do your own homework on the benefits of these extracts loaded with antioxidants. So it's an all-natural energy health drink.
You know, it seems to work for you. You got a lot of energy.
I've been taking it for like 15 years.
Keep going down. Go down further.
I'm actually
here.
100 years old, but I...
Right on, right on. you guys, there's the Bionic Wrench. I know that entrepreneur. I love that Zip drained those drain snakes there. I've got them. A lot of these products I've tried. I love them. Okay, go down all the way down. I'm going to show you, everybody. If you keep going down, there's all the Frank Speech stuff. Fix 2020. Now, look at this, you guys. You get to have this guy here, an entrepreneur. Go back to that flag once. Go back to go back to the left.
Why will it not go back to the left? Let's see if I have to go all the way through. Okay. There we go. Now we go at the left button. There we go.
Okay, go keep going. There you go. Okay, this is the Carver. This guy's in my hometown. He's in the hometown where I grew up, Carver, Minnesota. If you click on that, you see that he makes these American handcrafted flags. He started out, he was doing it, and he made all by hand. They're absolutely amazing, and they're handcrafted. And there he is down below. See if there's a video down below there. Usually most of them have a video. Go ahead and click that, Brandon.
Let's see. I got to turn my volume.
I got time. There's a reason I make flags. My name is Brian Newstead, and I make wooden flags. I take pride in the beauty of the American flag. It gives me goosebumps every time. The reaction from the people, the beauty of my flags. I cry and take a moment of silence when I finish a flag. My passion for the American flag and my passion for America is overwhelming. Prior to my stroke, I couldn't put two boards together. Family and friends rushed in to help me.
Multiple strokes.
I was not the same after the stroke. I couldn't do the same things I could do before the stroke. So I started making flags as a hobby. Then I had a stroke. I didn't know what else to do. And I made more, and I made more. I'm now expanding into Jordan, Minnesota. The only way I could give back was by making flags. When I started making my flags, I had to do everything myself. The colors, the wood, the shine.
Hey, Brandon.
Yes.
Go ahead. I know we're out of time here, but you guys, he's. Caitlin was just telling me he's had multiple strokes. Just an entrepreneur, great guy, and we helped him out. We put his flags up here early on at my store over a year and a half ago, before my store even was separated, because I've been so busy I didn't have a chance to launch it in a big way, but. So you're helping out entrepreneurs like him, and you're helping out mystore.com, frankspeech.com, your country. Use promo code L77. Brandon, thanks. I don't want to go into your time. You have the greatest news show in history.
You're very kind. That's the Lindell Report with your host, Mike Lindell. Mark it down, August 2021, the Moment of Truth Summit will be live streamed right here on Lindell TV. That's the Lindell Report. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.